Okay, Harold. So this is Harold from Northern Ireland. And Harold, you're telling me you were in depression for a long time, 22 years. Tell me a
Yes,
little bit about that.
I've been in depression for 22 years. I didn't know what it was. I've been in hospital three times and was ready to go in for a fourth time. And fortunately, I have been set free, and I just had an unbelievable experience. It's been really, really, it's really bowled me over. I just can't believe it.
Jesus has a tendency to bowl us over, Harold.
Very, very much so. I've just really been knocked out by this, and I'm so pleased that it has come about. It's just unbelievable.
So Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the enemy, and that I would think you'd agree that that's something that really happened in your life.
Yes, very much so. It just came about. It happened to me in April, end of April, beginning of May 16, which was near enough to 22 years. Because I took it in May, I can remember it was May that it happened, and every May came round, and I thought May was a bad month, but it wasn't. It was came to be a really good month for me at the end.
So how long did it take you? What was, because I always tell people that it's a process. It's not like somebody, lays hands on you and that can happen and you get a miracle, but a lot of times we see it's a process. So how long did this process take for you when you got some, apparently you listen to some of my teaching, but it's my teaching is all about the Word of God, and you listen to some of that. How long did it take you to actually, what was the process? How long did it take?
I've always been a Christian. I've tried to be one. I realize now that Christ has followed me all my life, that
Yes.
God has looked after me all my life, but I have been a poor Christian, a backslider. Now, I realized that I needed to do something about that, and so in my illness, I learned to pray just simply the Lord's Prayer, because I didn't, when I was really ill, I couldn't do anything else.
Yep.
I learned to pray daily, and once I got doing that, it became a habit. So I that habit continued with me, and until Jesus revealed himself to me, and I really learned then what the whole thing was about. But that was how I set up and how things came about, and through that continual prayer. And it was just simply the Lord's Prayer, nothing else, because
Wow.
I wasn't really able to do anything else. My mind was so badly affected, I couldn't do anything else. I was unable.
Wow.
So that was how it came about. That's how it started.
How long did it take you? How many months was the process when you started to get a hold of things and you felt Jesus was taking you out of things? How long did that take?
It's really hard to say. It's quite a long time.
Okay.
As I say, I learned to do that, and I continued to do it because I felt that, right, Harold, you have not really been paying much attention to your religious beliefs, and I paid more attention as best I could, because I say the illness was terrible. The illness held on to me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think and I couldn't do things. But I promised myself that I would at least do this. And this went on for months before I was able to, before the change came about. Now, it could be 12 months, it could be more. I'm not really sure, but
okay.
It was quite a long time.
But you also had some, you had a lot of, which is very common here as well with depression, you had suicidal thoughts and stuff like that going on. Obviously, from
Yes.
the dark side.
Yes, very much. I had suicidal thoughts. I had to fight that. Now, I was on medication, of course, but I promised myself that I would not inflict on my family the aftermath of suicide.
Good.
Neither to my wife or to my children.
Yeah. Because I've worked in the suicide area here for quite some time, and people don't realize the devastation it leaves to families afterwards, for years and years and years afterwards. So, you know, that whole suicide thing is not from God. It's a very, very destructive thing. But you did, like most people, fight that.
Yes, as I say, I promised myself that because my son worked with a man whose father had committed suicide, and I knew that it was something I didn't want to inflict on my family, certainly not on my wife and my children, because they'd be spend their time wondering, what could we have done for Dad? How could we have, what have we not done?
Right.
And so I didn't want that to come about.
So what was the three biggest lies that you believed? Any insight on that? Because usually people have a lot of lies they've believed. Anything that strikes you when we mention these lies?
The biggest problem that I faced was that I would never get out of this.
Okay,
and
very common.
That was a very big lie. The other thing was, when I did realize, and I still have this problem to a certain extent, that it actually came from the devil. I know that, you know, I still wrestle with that a wee bit, but I know that was the outcome. That was where it was coming from.
Well, I'll tell you what, Harold, I say this all the time. How you know it's from the devil is when it contradicts what Jesus says. Anything that contradicts what Jesus says is from the devil. I mean, it's just, and people say, well, that's too simple. No, that it's a simple gospel, no complication. Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you're hearing that you'll never come out of this thing, you're actually saying, you know, you're not saying it, but that's a contradiction of what Jesus said. That's how we know that these things are from the enemy, is because it contradicts, just like with Eve. The devil came to Eve and said, surely the word of God isn't true. So it's the same thing today. And again, for anybody listening, you can certainly come out of this. That is one of the biggest lies that the psychiatry today says there's no cure for this. They have no cure for it, but Jesus does.
There's no cure from the doctors.
No.
The doctors don't have the cure for that.
They don't.
But when I found your website and looked at it and studied what you said and looked up the scriptures, I realized then, yes, I've got the answer. This is it. I knew that more or less immediately. And I followed that through, and followed through what you said, and I knew, yes, I've got the answer.
Thank you, Jesus. So what revelations, revelations from Scripture, what kind of hit you at first?
I've always carried in my mind that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And I've held on to that all my life, and really come to know that is correct. It's totally correct.
Yes. And again, who the Son sets free. I always said Jesus came to set the captives free, and that's why you know you're going to come out, because he has done it in the finished work.
Yes,
so,
he's done it in the finished work.
So, Harold,
yes, I have been set free.
And that's wonderful. And that's, Harold, that's why I love talking to you here. And you're from Northern Ireland. I live in the United States, but I'm originally from Ireland. I was actually born in Mayo in the West and moved to Dundalk. In Ireland, I have a passion. I've ministered there a few places. I've ministered in Cork and in Dublin, and I'm praying to God that we can get something going here in Ireland, because there's such a need here for real truth in depression and suicide area. So, Harold, I just, God bless you and thank you for this testimony. When you send me the email, and I'm glad you didn't say anything about my teaching, because all my teaching is just the Word of God. Jesus is the one that sets a person free. So when you sent me the email, you said, Jesus has set me free. That's what I like to hear people say.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely correct.
God bless you, Harold. Thank you for your testimony, and I'll be in touch with you again here fairly soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
God bless, Harold. Bye-bye.
Right.